If you can land on go, you are going to win $1 million. And if you hit that million, that's just you.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge, along with
Christine Nastafo.
Our next guest is best known for playing Mike Biggs in the hit CBS comedy Mike and Molly, and is now also the host of the game show Monopoly Millionaires Club, which is seen all over the country Saturdays and Sundays. It is a pleasure to say hello to Billy Gardell. Billy, welcome to the show.
Well, hello, Ed and Christina. Thank you for having me on.
We are thrilled to have you on. This is quite a game show. It's done in Las Vegas. It looks incredibly cool, but it's a game we've played, all of us have played since we were kids. Tell us about it.
Yeah, the Monopoly Millionaires Club, and they've done this amazing thing where they've actually made Monopoly fast. I didn't know it was possible, but they did. And I think there's still a board game that's we left at my dad's kitchen table from 79 that hasn't been finished. But this game is fast. It rocks and rolls because it's really cool. There's big, giant cash prizes. And all the games are based on the iconic images on the board. You know, there's the, you know, the property game, and then there's the railroads, the electric company, the community chest. Mm-hmm. And there's all these games lead up to a big giant game. Now, in the games leading up to the big game, you can win up to $100,000, which is like, that's like most game shows on TV, their grand prize isn't that big.
Right.
And then at the end of the show, whoever risks the most gets five rolls to go around a life-size LED Monopoly board. And if you can land on go in five rolls, you win $1 million. Wow. And in fact, I think they're going to air a $1 million winner this week.
Very cool. That's nice.
That's awesome.
You know, and it is really fast-paced. I mean, you know, when I think of Monopoly, I think I'm playing as a kid, and I'm like, you know, I'm a slumlord because I own Mediterranean Avenue with four, you know, $10 hotels on it. But this
as
is...
As long as you get a corner, man. That's the key to Monopoly. Get the whole corner. Doesn't matter what corner it is.
That's exactly right.
Is that the key?
That is the key.
That's the key.
You know, but I watched an episode of it last night. I was able to check it out. And it is incredibly fast-paced, and it's visual, and it just looks so much fun.
Yeah, it is a rush, man. It's all the fun stuff we grew up with, and I wanted a big... Look, I wanted a game show because comics make a good transition into game shows because first thing we learn how to do in a comedy club is host a show, so it's an easy transition. That's why Wayne Brady's good at it, and Craig Ferguson and Drew Carey. It's just easy for us. But I wanted something giant, so I kept telling my agents, I want a game show, but I want it to be big, like Gleason big style, you know? and Monopoly came along, and then we found out they were going to film it in Vegas and make this 50,000-square-foot LED stage and make it fast-paced, a lot of all-or-nothing moments, and I was like, I'm in, man, I'm in. It's been really easy to do this and really fun to root for people to win, you know, life-changing money.
Right.
Okay, so wait a minute, life-changing money. Isn't it true that you already need to have won the lottery to be eligible to be on the show? Is that true?
No. When they say lottery winners, this is what they mean. The game is based from the way they do this and the way they're able to give away giant cash prizes is because it's connected to the lottery.
Uh-huh.
So there's a Monopoly Millionaires instant ticket. You can get it any, you know, any place they sell scratchers, you know. You play the ticket and you can win your money, but on the back you enter your serial number.
Oh.
Then they
I
take
see.
500 people at a time, and they fly them to Vegas for 4 nights and 5 days, so you get a Vegas vacation.
Wow. Too.
And then one of those days, you get to come over to the studio, you get on the Monopoly Millionaires Club, and there's a chance that you could be the guy playing or the girl playing for $1 million.
That's pretty awesome.
And you know, for you...
Yeah, it's a very cool deal, man.
It is. And for you hosting it, it must be a very cool deal as well. Because like you said, this isn't the regular game show. This is big. It's Vegas big. It's Gleason big, like you said. You know, this is this is not Alan Ludden doing Password back in 1964. It's
well,
nothing like that.
I wanted to do a game show, like I said, because it's easy for comics to do that. But I didn't want, like, you know, this is Bob's throw a card in a hat and win $25. I wanted to give away some life-changing money, and this fit into everything I wanted to do.
All right. I have a question.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
When you played Monopoly, what piece would you go with?
Oh, you were the boot? That's what I was just going
to
tell you. I was the shoe.
Yeah, okay,
back when I was young, they called it the shoe. That was the 70s. Now they call it the boot. But
I
that was my piece. My brother was the car, and my sister was the top hat.
And I would always go for the electric company and the waterworks, because in my mind, if I had those two things, I ran the board.
Wow, look at that.
I was always a railroad guy. I always wanted to get all the railroads in a corner. And
see,
I was
that's
happy.
Smart.
I was a mogul.
That's smart. And then you got everybody doing whatever they want with free parking. You got money in the middle. Everybody's taking that.
We always did that. bad. Yeah, we did the extra $500 in the middle for the free parking, yeah. And then in my house, whoever was the banker won.
Of course.
Because yeah, they're scamming left and right. Oh, I'm going to go get a bag of potato chips. They're going to take $500 with them.
Exactly.
You know, this is now season 6 of Mike and Molly. It has been quite a ride with this show, has it not?
Beyond words, man. Beyond words. The gift of, one, getting on a hit sitcom, but two, the absolute gift of being able to work with this cast for 6 years has just been... I'll never forget it, man. I will go on to do other things in my career, and I will go on to do other things, and everybody else will as well. And, you know, Melissa has a huge movie career, but there's such a special vibe on our set. And, you know, I always attribute it to the fact that when this thing started, everybody was over 40 years old.
Yep.
And so there was a level of humility and gratitude that was there. And, you know, I understand why kids that are 22, you know, you go insane, because you're already nuts at 22, and if somebody gives you a bag of money and tells you you're a genius on top of that, that's just a bad mixture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at 40, when you get a sitcom, you're like, boy, we got really good parking. We're right next to the... We're right next to... We don't even have to walk. That's fantastic. But this cast has been nothing but loving to each other for 6 years, and it's been an awesome ride, man. Been an awesome ride.
And I think one of the reasons why the show is so popular, you and Melissa play two real people. You know, it's very identifiable. Everybody can relate to the stories. They can relate to what the whole concept is. It's just, it's something that's fun, but that everybody just gets.
They're two sweet people, and their flaw is they're trying to get healthy. And I think a lot of people struggle with that, whether you're really overweight like me and you're working your way back, or, you know, everybody wants to lose 5 or 10 pounds. It's a constant battle. And I think when you play the realness of that, people identify with it. And then we have this beautiful array of characters around us that everybody has somebody like that in their family.
Oh,
like,
sure.
The woman who plays my mother, Rondi Reed, I get more comments about her. People just go, oh, God, that's my mother-in-law. Oh, God, that's my mother-in-law. And then, we got, you know, Lou Mastilla plays Vince, who's the scammer. We have the amazing Swoozy Kurtz, who's, you know, the semi-alcoholic mother.
Right.
We got the stoner sister. And then the gentleman who's been my dear friend for 10 years and plays my partner, Reno Wilson, who plays Carl. You know, everybody's got a best friend who gives you advice about stuff they've never done. So the elements that they put in place for this show, you can look inside our show and you either see yourself or you see somebody you know, and that's why I think people root for it. And then at the end of the day, it's a love story. So there's a lot of, it's the perfect storm as far as I'm concerned.
Is it true that at one point you actually wanted to have a career in radio?
Oh, God, yes. I love morning radio.
Okay.
I call in every Tuesday morning.
Thank you.
Well, I'm a big fan, and I support it, man, because I think it's important, and I think cities should have their own identifying stations. And, you know, there's a station in Pittsburgh, WDVE, which mm-hmm. everybody in the town listens to. It's the classic rock station. And well, I've been calling in every Tuesday morning from California. I get up about 5, have my coffee. I'm on from 5:30 to 7, which is 8:30 to 10 back home. And, you know, it's a creative writing room. I love those guys. I've been calling in since I moved to California. We kind of did it as a stunt, and I still do. I call every Tuesday morning, and we do the radio, and, you know, and it's nice. It's a nice way to ground yourself and stay current and stay relevant, and it's a great writing room. So I really enjoy doing it.
Very cool. And it is. I mean, radio is such a different type of medium. I mean, it's the theater of the mind. It's simply, it's your material, and it's you, and it's your ability to communicate it. And it's really cool to have a guest on that actually likes and supports radio.
Yeah,
so that's
no
really
kidding.
Cool.
I've always been a big supporter, and I think it's a cool medium. I grew up listening to baseball on the radio.
Sure.
I grew up listening to the local guys that were our classic rock guys when I was in Pittsburgh, when it was Paulson and Kren.
Mm-hmm.
And these were just guys that did great bits. And I just always loved that stuff, man. And I grew up listening to comedy records, you know, and so that just all appeals to me. The jazz version, the auditory version of comedy just really appeals to me.
Well, that's very cool. Well, Billy, once again, Monopoly Millionaires Club airs every Saturday and Sunday. It's syndicated all over the country. Check your local listings or visit www.playmmc.com. Billy Gardell, it's been great having you on. Thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Guys, have a great weekend, and thank you.
Thanks, Billy.
Take care. Hey, you know what? He's into radio, and he was a lot of fun. He really was.
Yeah, I think so. You know, the whole concept of this Monopoly Millionaires Club is actually pretty cool. And I like that now I'm never going to throw out my scratch-off tickets, because now I want to get on this show.
You can go to Vegas and hang with Billy and play on this giant LED stage show.
I want to go.
And when you watch the show, and you can check your local listings, like we said, it's all over the country, but you can actually check out an episode on YouTube. They post a few up there. And, I mean, it screams Vegas. I mean, it is huge. It's
bright lights.
It's really cool. I mean, they do a really nice job with it. So, and I tell you what, this is a guy that's got now two careers going. You can see he always wanted to do a game show, but he wanted to do something big. He didn't have to do this. He's got one of the most successful sitcoms on television, yet he's making time for this, which is, I mean, I guess when you have the chance, make it all at one time.
Yeah, why
not? Do whatever
not?
You can. But he seems like a really down-to-earth and a really cool guy, so it was a pleasure to have him on. Well, stay with us. A lot more to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, selling or thinking about selling your home. Well, in this difficult housing market, you need every trick you can get, and I've got one that works. Here's the social science of it. Sellers have trouble realizing that the actual worth of the house and the higher price they want for the house are two different things. It's a strange phenomenon in social psychology, but it's called the endowment effect. And we assume that if we own it, then it must be worth more than it really is. Sellers put a price on memories, and the upgrade labors, well, the potential buyer just can't find them. What's the cheap psychological trick? When it comes to pricing a house, listen to those who are more objective about your home and price it realistically. Then be prepared to negotiate, and your house will sell a whole lot faster. Got questions? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Follow your passion is bad advice, says William McCaskill, an ethicist at Oxford and Princeton.
Instead, he suggests, do something valuable. Research shows you'll be happier at work if what you do makes a difference in the lives of others.
Further research shows that the bigger the difference you feel you make, the better you'll perform. Better performance, of course, likely leads to better pay.
So where do you start? Stop trying to find yourself. It's too abstract. Stop fighting for money, fame, power, and status. There's too much competition. Instead, find a problem you can solve.
Then people will help you as you make a difference in the lives of others. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.